Well, well, well. I'm not surprised you're back here, stumbling into my lair, right into my clutches. You poor, helpless little thing. You just can't help yourself, can you? I know you can't get enough of my voice, my control, all those things I do to you. They sit there, rent-free in the back of your mind, don't they? Oh, I know you think about me. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here right now. And, well, what exactly are we doing today, you must be wondering. Well, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm gonna fuck your mind. I'm going to make you feel so helplessly submissive as I penetrate your mind with my words, as I make you so sexually submissive. You give yourself to me so completely, and I'm going to break you down piece by piece by piece until there's nothing left but a little husk, a shell of what you used to be. I'm gonna make you my little fuck toy. My little plaything. I'm gonna wrap you around my fingers and take full control of you. Now, doesn't that sound like fun? Oh, I know it does. That's why you're here after all. Now, I need you to get nice and comfortable. Preferably lying down, where you can fully experience this. And the first thing I'm gonna get you to do is get rid of anything that might be in your way. That's right. I want you to strip for me. I want you to strip because I told you to. And because in the end, it makes you easier to toy with. So do it. And you know what? While you're stripping, you can just imagine me there with you, watching you. Take your time. Take your time. And then come back to me. Really put on a show. Imagine my eyes upon you. And then come back. Lie down and get ready. Are you ready? Good. Well then, my sweet submissive. Oh, I remember exactly what that does to you. I know all these triggers are so delicately placed in your mind because I put them there. And if there's one thing I do very, very well, it's training your mind to respond to certain suggestions, my sweet submissive. My sweet submissive. Oh, does that bring you pleasure when I say those words? Does it make you feel so aroused? Good. That's just a taste of what's yet to come. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes and just relax for me for a moment. Relax for me. Already listening to my voice is almost enough to have you reeling into a deep trance, but you know, sometimes I like taking you down there, making you really submissive and obedient, emptying your mind completely until you're completely focused on me. That's right. So listen to the sound of my voice. Allow my words to guide you down. Guide you down. Guide you down into a place of deep relaxation. You know, trance is as easy as breathing. It's as easy as breathing slow and deep. Breathing in and holding it for a second. Before you breathe out, breathing in relaxation, breathing out all your tension, all your worries, all your cares, all your control, just easily like that. The more relaxed you become, the more my voice echoes through your head, guiding you deeper, taking you further down, 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 down. And submission is a funny thing. You think about it a lot, don't you? I know you do. Submissive people often do. And you know, when they think about it, they sometimes think about little fantasies or scenes of themselves submitting. I wonder how many times I crop up in yours. Oh no, don't tell me. I can guess. It's a fair amount, isn't it? That's right. It is. And I bet you imagine yourself obedient and empty, with no thoughts in your head except obedience. I bet you lie there, just ruminating on those feelings, allowing them to wash over you, allowing them to take all of your control, all of your whims, everything that made you, you, and just puts them in a box for a second, while you experience a blissful state of submission, where nothing else matters but the person you're submitting to. Nothing else matters but obedience. And right now you can already feel the process beginning. All those unnecessary things going inside that box. Thoughts and stresses, worries and whims, control of yourself. Anything that's not related to obedience to me or arousal can go into that box. And that box just gets locked tightly away deep down in your subconscious. So you don't have to focus on any of that right now. Because all you do is focus on me. Focus on my control that's slowly drifting over you, slowly consuming you. My sweet submissive. My sweet submissive. Does it bring you pleasure to hear those words? Does it bring you deep arousal to hear those words? It does. Of course it does. And every single time I say those words, those triggers, you feel them stronger and stronger and stronger. And of course, let's make this even more fun. The more pleasure you feel, the less control you seem to have. And the more control I have over you, the more pleasure you feel. It's this endless arousal loop that leaves your mind reeling, drifting, sinking, falling down so very deeply that there's nothing you can do but just let go. Give in. Sink further and deeper down into the pleasure that I can bring you, my sweet submissive. And of course, even me talking about arousal and pleasure just brings you pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, as it builds and builds and builds inside you, my sweet submissive. That pleasure just ruminating around your body, hitting all of those sensitive, erogenous zones, making you feel so good without even needing to be touched. My words touch those places better than any physical touch. They know exactly the buttons to push, the spots to touch, to caress. And they know the pressure. They know exactly how you like it. My words know exactly what you want and how to give it to you, my sweet submissive. The pleasure making you gasp and moan slightly as you start to feel my control growing and growing and growing, my sweet submissive. Jolt. I know you remember that one. Jolt. 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 That's right. the jolt of pleasure just seeping through you, making you feel so good, so turned on, so aroused, so much pleasure building and building with every word I say. And I control your pleasure. I control you. And your obedience to me grows and grows and grows with every second that passes, with every word that I say. And there's nothing you can do. You feel the waves of helplessness washing over you as you feel yourself sinking even deeper, even further down, 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 my sweet submissive. My sweet submissive. The pleasure builds and builds and builds and builds. Just like that. And you know, my sweet submissive, we could have even more fun. You see, in a moment, I'm going to wake you up. Mm-hmm. You're still going to be deeply hypnotized, but you're just not going to know it. You'll behave like you're awake, but really, you're so very, very deeply hypnotized by me. And what you'll do is you won't remember any of the things that we've done. In fact, we haven't even begun yet. We haven't begun the session. And of course, you can just hide those little memories from yourself for a moment as they're just pushed down, down, deep in your subconscious. You can have them back when I tell you to, but until I say, we haven't even begun this session yet. In fact, you've just pressed play on this recording and it's only just started. And you'll not be quite sure why you're naked or why you're turned on, but maybe it's just the excitement of knowing what you're getting into. So, up, 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 wide awake. Hello, my sweet submissive. Oh no, sorry, I should save that one for a bit later in the session. I mean, we've only just begun, haven't we? Yes, of course. And you're not even hypnotized yet, are you? No, of course not. Why would you be? Why would you be so very deeply hypnotized by me when the session's only just begun? Mm-hmm. Although I do start to wonder then, why are you so aroused already? Why do you feel the lingering arousal that just trickles through your body? And why do you start to focus on the words that I say and find all the things I say happening to you so instantaneously, my sweet submissive? Why do you find yourself getting so turned on when I say that word pleasure? Pleasure, pleasure building and building and building. You're awake, right, though? Mm-hmm. Although you can start to feel that overwhelming sense of obedience creeping over your mind. It's interesting like that, isn't it? It starts at the back of your head and starts to slowly caress each part of your mind, like I'm poking all the pleasure centers in your brain and making you feel so submissive, so obedient, so controlled. And then I hover my finger above the arousal center and I push it. I caress it. I allow myself to just get right in there and press it again and again and again and again. And you feel the pleasure build and build and build and build and build. But you're not hypnotized, right? I think you might be. And the realization that you are so deeply hypnotized starts to set in. And it's funny when that feeling starts to set in, because your eyes start to glaze over and you start to realize you were so deeply hypnotized this whole time. And as your eyes glaze over, you start to go into this state of waking trance. Your eyes are open, but you're so hypnotized. The world around you fades away as your vision starts to tunnel, as you start to lose focus, as your eyes might even want to roll up in the back of your head, as you just want to give it in and let go and sink and drop, but your eyes stay open because I tell you to, and I haven't told you to do anything else yet. And until I say so, you don't do anything until I tell you to. So your eyes start to go blurry. Hey, see, my sweet submissive, my sweet submissive, my sweet submissive. And you start to find your hands wandering your body, although they're not your hands, are they? Shake your head no for me, No, and stop. They are my hands, and they start to roam your body. They start caressing your skin, and everywhere where skin touches skin, you feel little droplets of arousal, of pleasure, electricity trickling through you, making you feel so good. But of course, you're not allowed to touch any of the really nice spots yet. Mm-mm. No way. You can just touch everywhere else, and your hands start to move and snake around. Your mind just starts to blank out. Your eyes start rolling into the back of your head, and you just let go to this experience, letting yourself be taken, hypnotized by your own hands as they caress your skin, moving around, your focus shifting to wherever they might be, because that's where the pleasure is. Pleasure building and building and building and building. And you want so badly to touch that one spot that comes to mind, that one perfect, pleasurable place that comes to mind, and every time you think about it, your hands just want to go there, but it's almost as if they're barred. It's almost as if they just can't break through the barrier of my control, and you feel it so strongly, like a magnet drawing your hands away from there. Mm-mm, not allowed. That is a no-go zone until I tell you to. My sweet submissive, jolt, jolt. Jolt, that's right. Very, very good. And the more you feel these feelings building and building and building within you, the more you just start to lose yourself to my control, to lose yourself to my pleasure, the pleasure that I bring you. Just like that, just like that, just like that. And it's at that moment I say the words you didn't know you needed. But once you hear them, you know that's just what you needed. Collar on. You're mine. You're my little pleasure plaything. You're my little toy. And now you have the collar to prove it. The collar that wraps around your neck. The one made of heavy steel that has the word mine engraved into it. And now you have the collar on. Your hands instantaneously start moving to that place. The place that brings you so much pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure. The place you've been thinking about, the place that's been overwhelming your thoughts. And now you have permission. And you touch. But the interesting thing, the longer you touch yourself like this, the less your hands feel like your hands, because they're not your hands. They're mine. Now you have that collar on. Your body is mine. Your thoughts are mine. Your mind is mine. Your pleasure is mine. And you touch so frantically, wanting that arousal to build and build and build, but it doesn't. It just stays there. It just stays at the level it was before. Like your pleasure is just locked in place. Your pleasure is just on pause. It just kind of simmers in that one area, and it can't get past. And you want so badly to break through that barrier, to give yourself over to new heights in pleasure. Pleasure, my sweet submissive, my sweet submissive. But the only thing that can do that is my words. The only thing that can do that right now, that can just quench a little bit more of that thirst, that can bring your pleasure to the next level, is my words. Your touch just keeps it there. And you start getting needy. I can see it all over your face. The need growing and growing and growing within you, inside of you, just like that. I can see it, my little plaything. But it's funny. Because while the need grows, you start losing the vocabulary, losing the words to be able to beg for what you want. So all that comes out is just grunts and moans, sighs of pleasure, 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 building and building and building, my sweet submissive, jolt, jolt, jolt. That's right. And my words start building that pleasure, building and building and building it within your body. As your touch just keeps it there. And you frantically touch even more. That's right. You start rubbing and touching and caressing. So much more frantically than you were before, but it does nothing. Practically nothing. So stop. Give up. Give up and let my words control your pleasure. Because it feels so much better to let my words control your pleasure anyway. Doesn't it? Nod yes for me. Good. Now stop. And you feel yourself so helplessly controlled by me. So helplessly controlled by me. That's right. That's right. And then just like that, the pleasure fades. Just like I've pressed the pause button on your pleasure, it just stops in its tracks instantaneously. And you start getting needy. You start getting desperate. You start getting more and more frantic. You just want it back. You want it so badly, but you are mine. You do what I say. And what I say is you can have the pleasure back when I tell you to. Now in a moment, my plaything, I'm gonna wake you up and you're gonna find yourself again with no memory of how we've been doing. The session hasn't even begun. Repeat that to yourself. The session hasn't even begun. But when you wake up, one thing you will know for certain, and that is, you have this really nice collar around your neck. You're not sure how it got there, but it is. And this collar makes you feel really good. And every time I ask you about your collar, you just smile and say, I love my collar, I love to obey. Do you understand? Good. And in fact, when I wake you up, you will say, yes, miss, to every question I ask you. Because naturally, while you're wearing your collar, you can't help but to call me miss. Because you're mine. Do you understand? Good, now. Wide awake. Hello there. Okay. Are you ready to start the session today? Oh, I can see you've worn your collar specially for this session. Do you like your collar? You do. My. I'm so glad to hear it. And it's interesting, isn't it, while you're wearing that collar, how easily things can just happen to you. Because I say so. Because that is how deep my control runs over you. Like I can just say, pleasure, and you feel it. Deep within you, a wave of bombastic pleasure drifting through your body. Pleasure. My sweet submissive. And like that, all the need starts flooding back to you. That's right, all the need, all the want, all the pleasure that I put on pause. I press play and you feel it, but you're awake. Aren't you? Well, part of you is awake anyway. Part of you is deeply, deeply hypnotized. So deeply hypnotized that I control your pleasure. That I control every single part of you, and you love it. I know you fantasize about this so often. But of course, I'm so nice to you that I give you everything that you want, everything that you've been thinking of. And you just want to touch, you just want to play, you just want me to give you more pleasure, 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 building and building and building. That's right, my sweet submissive, and pleasure always feels better with your collar on, doesn't it, my sweet submissive? Nod yes for me. And it's interesting how with your eyes open like that, your eyes start to glaze over slightly. Your mind starts to reel slightly as you start to go down, 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 pulled down, dragged down into a deep, blank, blissful trance state. You lose yourself so deeply into my control, into my pleasure, 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 building and building and building and building just like that. But my submissive, today's not about letting you finish. Absolutely not. Today's all about giving you as much pleasure as I want to give you, and then taking it all away, letting you think about it for a little bit. And I'm sure when you deserve it, I'll finally let you come. But until then, I guess you're just going to have to be extra good next time. And you can feel all the pleasure dissipating, fading away, fading away, collar off, as you relax so deeply, sink so completely, knowing that when the time is right, when you are ready, you'll awaken. But you'll awaken with a thought of me, my control, and how good it feels to be my little fuck toy, to be my little pleasure plaything, to be controlled so helplessly that you lose yourself, your mind, your pleasure to me. Do you understand, my toy? Good. So waking up when you're ready.